Today, discover the rewards that come with discipleship. Now the word with Pastor Paul.
John chapter 8, verse 31, he says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believe him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" It's a privilege to be called a child of God. It is a privilege to be in the kingdom of God. It is a privilege to be called a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to make the most value out of our lives, we must get to the point where we make a decision that we will follow God. And this morning I pray by the encounter with the word of God, may your life not remain the same after today. May God take you to the next level of your walk with him. May Jesus become more real to you today than he was ever before. Jesus said to those who believe him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." And we talked about the fact that it's one thing to believe on the Lord Jesus. It is one thing to also be a disciple indeed. And he says, verse 32, he says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What he says in verse 32 is what he said, it's tied to what he said in 31. And a disciple, I'll go over some highlights and then we'll pick up, continue. A disciple is a follower or a learner, someone who has decided to imitate and to follow God and to follow Jesus. And we said, how do you follow someone that you cannot see? That is what we are talking about, hearing the voice of God. It's so important. You hear his voice through his word and as he speaks to us in our spirit. But the thing is, we don't want to just remain as believers on him. We want to go a step further and be disciples indeed. Notice what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, he says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children," or the other translation says, "Be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." Our goal in life should be that we want to imitate God. We want to just imitate him and follow God. But following God, here he says, there are two things, there are two characteristics. In verse 2 says, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." Following and being an imitator of God, number one, he says, you must be willing to walk in love, and then you must be willing to sacrifice as well. That is one of the marks of a disciple. You want to imitate him by walking in love and then by being willing to sacrifice as well. Thank you, Lord. It is a privilege to be called a son of God, a child of God. Notice 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. He says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Our goal should be that we want to be like Jesus. And somebody said it's impossible. Notice what Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 40. It's absolutely possible to be just like Jesus. He says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher." That is the goal of discipleship. To be exactly like our teacher, to be just like Jesus. And notice he puts the phrase in there, when he is perfectly trained. That means there is training involved. There is discipline involved. And last week we talked about this. We looked at the illustration where he was talking about an athlete, an Olympic athlete who is training for a prize, who is running for a prize. Then we looked at the illustration also of a soldier. And he said, no soldier who wars entangles himself in the affairs of this world. And you must endure hardship as a soldier of Jesus Christ. There's sacrifice involved. But the goal is when you are perfectly trained, you will be like the master. How many of us want to be like Jesus? I want to be like him in every respect. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. He says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. My Lord and my God. This scripture, wake up in the morning with that, should light you up. As he is, so am I in this world. I want to think like the way he thinks. I want to speak like the way he speaks. I want to do the works of Jesus like he did. As he is, so am I in this world. I am stepping into my day as an ambassador of God. I am stepping into my day, no matter what comes up. Oh, I am going to step out, and as he is, I will walk with the same boldness that he has. As he is, so are we. That is the plan of God. And I see you walking in the fullness of that. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. You see, he was the firstborn among many brethren. He was the first one to be born from death to life. But now, oh, we have come into the kingdom, and it's not just the firstborn. He has many of us. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. He says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, he predestined, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Our goal in life to be just like the Master. He wants to glorify us. But we must get to the point where we make a decision that we will follow him no matter what. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. I like it in the Amplified Version. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Notice what he says. Thank you, Lord. He says, he who loves and takes pleasure more pleasure in father or mother more than in me is not worthy of me. And he who loves and takes more pleasure in son or daughter more than in me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me, notice this phrase, cleave steadfastly to me, conforming wholly to my example in living and in need be in dying also, is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his lower life will lose it, the higher life. And whoever loses his lower life on my account will find it, the higher life. Discipleship involves sacrifice. And discipleship means making a decision that we are going to follow God no matter what. And there is someone in the Bible that walked like this. Her name is Ruth. Let's go to Ruth chapter 1. I'll give you a background to this story. Ruth chapter 1. Now, Naomi had gone, there was a famine in their land, and they had gone to, she and her husband went to a foreign land. And when she went, in the process of time, the husband died. And then, she was left with her two sons. And the two sons married Moabite women. One of them, their names were Ruth and Orpah. And in the process of time also, the two sons died. And now she has an option at that point, he said, I'm just going to go back to where I came from. And so many times, sometimes in walking the Christian walk, unexpected events happen. Sometimes their parent, the child may leave the house and say, I'm done with you. I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. Sometimes you go to the doctor and you get an unexpected report. Sometimes you are running a business and something happens to that business. When we get to that point, the lowest point of our lives, we have a choice. You see, life is full of choices. We have a choice and a decision to make. And she said, I'm just going to go back. There was a certain woman, her name is Mary Cushman. She had a husband who was sick and then five children. And she was taking care of this sick husband who pretty much couldn't do anything for her. And she ran up her bills and she started getting in debt. But she was holding on to God. And one day, they went to a store, and someone wrongly accused the child of stealing a pencil. And she felt so ashamed and so distressed. Up to that point, she had been doing okay. But when she got to this point, she felt it was so distressing for her when she got home. And when she said, I'm just going to take my life. This is too much. This is way too much for me to handle. But when she got to that point, she got home, she said she turned on the gas valve and shut all the windows. And the 5-year-old child said, what are you doing, mom? He said, let's just take a nap. But as she was, when she got to a choking point, she heard a song on the radio that says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. You don't want me to sing this morning, but I can do those two lines. Oh, but she catch when she heard that song, she got to regain her consciousness, and she had, she had been going to church habitually, and she remembered the time, saying when she was overwhelmed by the grace of God, it touched her heart, and she said, "No, I cannot die. No, I cannot die." She opened the windows, and let the gas out. I am going to live, and she shut the gas valve off and knelt down. And she began to cry out in tears and said, Lord, I thank you for my family. Lord, I thank you for my children. Lord, I thank you for my very life. Thank you for all that you have done for me. I will live and not die. This morning, I am assuring you that despite your hopelessness, despite what the circumstances of your life that seems hopeless, I can assure you that through it all, Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you. They are with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have faith in him and he will raise you up. Notice what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. Thank you, Lord. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flame scorch you. When you pass through the fire, you are not there on your own. When you pass through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flame scorch you. You see, so good. I haven't forgotten about Naomi. Let's go back to her. When she got to that zero point of her life, that is where so many people give up. That is where so many people make a decision that I'm just going to throw in the towel. When she got to that point, she said, I'm going back. But when she was going back, the two daughter-in-law came along with her, Opa and Ruth. And when she got to a certain point in the journey, now with this background, let's go to Ruth chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Thank you, Father. Actually, let's start from the previous verses. Now it will make sense to us. Let's start from verse 9. It says, "The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband." So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughter. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Turn back, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourself from having husbands? No, my daughter, for it grieves me very much for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But notice the phrase, "But Ruth clung to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the woman said, is this Naomi? There are two choices here. She said to the daughters-in-law, you just go home. There's no need for you to follow me. Oh, Orpah decided that she will go home. But Ruth, I like that phrase where he says, she clung to her. She clung to her and made a decision and said, I will not turn back from following after you. And up to this point, what you have to realize is all she knows, all she is saying is, I'm going to follow you. Wherever you go, I'm going with you. Wherever you lodge, I'm lodging with you. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die is where I will die. She's making a decision to leave all. She's making a decision that she won't stay back there and serve those other gods. She's going to serve God. She's making a decision that I will not turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go. And up to this point, there is nothing inside of any reward of anything that will come out of this relationship. You see, what you have to realize, that God, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, chapter 16, thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. He's always looking through the earth. He's looking through the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him. And when people are loyal to God, God will move and use all his power and resources available to him to deliver them. Your God will be my God. She is choosing the side of God, to be on the side of God. She is choosing and making a choice and a decision to stay with God, even though there is nothing inside. When they got to Bethlehem, that is significant because that's where eventually Jesus Christ came from. Oh, God worked it out to where she met Boaz, got married to Boaz, who was very rich and influential in the community. And they gave birth to a son, and through them came Obed, and through Obed came Jesse and David. And then when you read in Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the name of Ruth is in there. The point is this: when we make a decision to follow God, God will honor us. God will reward us. When we decide to be faithful and loyal to God, when in the natural, even it doesn't make sense to do it, God will reward us. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God has a reward system. For those who decide to follow and cleave to Jesus, He doesn't leave them destitute. He doesn't leave them alone. There is a reward in cleaving to God, in following Jesus. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, in this season, as you decide not to be just one that just believes on Him, but is a true disciple of Jesus Christ, may God honor you. I said, may God honor you.
Amen.
I said, may God honor you.
Amen.
I said, may God honor you.
Amen.
I said, may God honor you. I said, may God honor you. Thank you, Lord. Notice what Peter said. What Jesus, the response of Jesus to Peter in Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Jesus said, but he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, see, we have left all and followed you. So he said to them, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wives or children for the sake of the kingdom who shall not receive many more times in this present time and in the age to come eternal life. We have left all and followed you. What are we going to get? Jesus doesn't say you have left all, so you're not going to get anything. It's a test of our faith to leave all to follow Him. But when we make that decision and that choice to follow Him, He says, you shall receive many more times in this present life and in the age to come, eternal life. When we make a sacrifice, when we make a decision to follow God, there is blessing involved. There is much involved. There is blessing involved when we are loyal to God. When we get to a crossroad in life where we have to choose between God and something else, and we choose God, there is a blessing involved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have left all and followed you. What shall we receive? You see, so many things, choices face us during our lifetime. And when we get to that point where we have to make a decision, I pray that we make that decision. You see, God is a God who rewards. In the book of Esther, there was a certain man called Mordecai. And when Mordecai at some point revealed an attempt to assassinate the king. And when he did that, the Bible says that it was written in the book of the Chronicles of the king, and the king didn't say anything about it. And Haman was promoted. And when he was promoted, he got to a point where he wanted he was expecting Mordecai. Mordecai was sitting at the gate. And he was expecting that Mordecai will bow down to him when he came by. But Mordecai said, this is not going to happen today or tomorrow. That's my paraphrase of it. That's not going to happen. I am not going to bow down to you. And this made Haman very angry and wanted to destroy the whole kingdom and destroy the Jews as a result of that. But I like God. I like how God acts. God, I mean, God is so interesting. He said one time in Esther chapter 6, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. The king could not sleep. That night, the queen cannot sleep. I can spend the whole month there, preach a whole sermon on that. The king could not sleep. When it gets time for God to promote you, someone will not be able to sleep. So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Then the king said, "What honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" And the king's servant who attended him said, "Nothing has been done for him." So the king said, "Who is in the king's court?" Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the king's palace to suggest that the king hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. Then the king's servant said to him, "Haman is there standing in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king asked him, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "Whom would the king delight to honor more than me?" And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be brought which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on its head. Then let his robe and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man whom the king delights to honor. Then parade him on horseback through the city square and proclaim him before the king. Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." Then the king said to Haman, "Hurry, take the rope and the horse, and as you have suggested, do so for Mordecai the Jew who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken." Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, my Lord and my God. When Mordecai refused to bow, God saw it and was looking throughout the whole earth. He was loyal to God. "I am not going to bow to anybody except my God. I will stand on my ground. I will stand. I'm not going to bow. I'm going to remain faithful to my God." What happened to him? God honored him. Those who make a decision to follow God, no matter the test, no matter the trial, or no matter what you may be going through right now, I can assure you by the word of God that if you remain loyal to God, if you remain faithful to God, oh, God will promote you. God will promote you. I said, God will honor you. I said, God will honor you. I said, God will honor you. You see, the honor, you see, true honor comes from God. When God decides to honor you, that's what makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. The honor that comes from God. The honor that comes from making a decision to follow God and to cling to him. No matter the difficult circumstances of life. Notice what the Bible says in John chapter 12. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. John chapter 12, verse 24. He says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." Hallelujah. If you keep your life, you lose it. If you put it in the hands of the master, it produces much. And if you are going to serve me, follow me. because so many other things will try to get your attention off of me. But if you are faithful and you follow me where I am, you will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor. So important to realize that true honor, there is no honor that the honor that comes from God to get to where God has for your life, to sit on the throne that God has for you in life, like Mordecai and others that we read about in the Bible. It has to start with the decision to serve the Lord. Notice what the Bible says in Luke chapter 22, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 22, verse 28. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, but you are those who have continued with me in my trials. And I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's what he said to the disciples. Other people, when they go, like we talked about, there's a more difference between the multitude and the disciple. He's saying to the disciples, you are the ones that have continued, that have remained consistent and continued with me in my trials. I'm not just going to leave you alone. He says, I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, and I will set you on throne. I will set you on thrones. I will set you on thrones. I will set you on thrones. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning I see someone who is clinging to God, who is following Jesus, who is clinging to him with your all, despite the test, despite the trials. And as you do that, in the mighty name of Jesus, I see God setting you where you are supposed to be. If you believe that, say amen this morning. The gateway to being set on high by God himself and being honored by God himself is to make a decision that I am a follower of Jesus. No matter the test and the trial, I will follow Jesus. And as you do that, he will honor you. As you do that, I see him setting you high. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. There's no other way to it. That is how Jesus Christ was set on high. Through service and through obedience. Think about it. If Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, would you and I be sitting here looking all nice this morning as Christians? But when he decided that no matter what, he was going to go through and let God and give his life into the hands of God, if he had kept himself, like he was saying, one grain of wheat, it abides alone. But when it's yielded into the hands of God, makes all the difference. Notice what the Bible says about that in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, start from verse 5. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. What happened? Verse 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He became, another translation says, he became just like men, just like you and I. You have the option to obey God or not to obey God. He had the option to he says he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, what? God has highly exalted him. Highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, serving God, being faithful to God, being loyal. He's the Bible, like we said, he said, he's looking throughout the earth. David was on the backside of the wilderness. When God was looking, when Samuel went to the house of Jesse to look for a king, he wasn't even there. He was being faithful with a few sheep in the backside of the wilderness. He wasn't even counted. But like we said, the Bible said, God is looking through the air. He looks through the air, looking for one. The key issue is the heart. Whose heart is loyal to him? He was faithful, serving the Father. Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman and was rather faithful to the king. David was faithful to the Father. He goes from chapter 16, from being anointed, to chapter 17, where he faces Goliath, and next thing you know, whom? His name is all over Israel. When he was back there in the wilderness, being faithful to those little sheep, one time he described it and he said, God took me from following sheep and set me as a king. You are following sheep. What are you going to get from following sheep? How are the sheep supposed to be following you? That he was saying that he took me from nowhere and he is the one that lifted me up. True discipleship, when we make a decision to follow God, no matter the test and the trials, God will honor us. God will honor us. God will honor us. As he is, so are we in this world. When we get busy about serving the interest of our Father. Today you may just be talking about to your neighbor about Jesus. Today you may just be talking about someone at your workplace about Jesus. Today you make a decision. You start somewhere. He says, he that has been faithful in little, I will set him over much. To the disciple, he says, you have been faithful. In Luke chapter 19, verse 17. Now he says, have authority. Our authority is enhanced as we make a decision to be faithful where we are, to be faithfully serving God. I see God lifting someone up. I see God setting them on the throne where they are supposed to be. Make a decision. I am going to follow God. He that will follow me, let him take up his cross. No matter how difficult the journey is, I am going to put my trust in him. You see, if your focus, when you make God your God, like Ruth did, he says, your God will be my God. Where you go, when you get to that decision, Lord, whatever you have for my life, that is what I'm interested in. That's what it sets you apart. That's what makes the difference. Your God will be my God. Your God will be my God. And when you make that decision, you are not losing out. No, you are not losing out. Sometimes other people may look at you and even mock you. What are you doing? When we got married as a very young couple, within 3 months, we were on the plane here and we couldn't carry our wedding gift. We just all gave it all away. Like Abraham, God told him, leave your country and go to another country. The Bible says he didn't know where he was going. We left it all. And like I say it humorously, we just came with 2 suitcases and $1,000. Coming to a place I mean, I'd been to the States a couple of years before. I just came in and out. I quit, went for my sister's graduation, and then I went back to London with nothing. Now you're starting afresh. And when we got here, I can testify to the faithfulness of God. Jesus told the disciples, when I sent you, did you lack anything? When I sent you without script, without patch, without anything, did you lack anything? When you left all and followed me, did you lack anything? They didn't lack anything. Within 3 months, someone gave us a vehicle, a car. Just gave it to us. It wasn't a limousine, but it took us from A to B. And then doors began for us to minister in different places the word of God. But I can attest to that same fact. We have not lacked anything when we made that decision to obey. We have not lacked anything. Anything, because we obeyed. He's taking absolute care of us. Today, I don't owe anybody a dime. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. When you make that decision that you are going to follow God, you are going to obey Him and yield your life to Him, your life will never be the same. It's absolutely yielding our lives to God that makes the difference. Lord, I will do whatever you tell me to do. I will serve you with my all. I give it all up to you. I only have one life. It is totally yielded into your hands. Today, I'm at the point where I say, Lord, my. Get to that point. You see that if you put anything else above me, you can't be my disciple. But the good news is, when you make that decision, God will honor you. Don't forget what you see. The world has a different way of looking at things. We are not like that. We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid an awesome price. That is why he was talking about in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, and verse 2, you must walk in love and then you must be willing to sacrifice. That, we don't want to hear that word sacrifice. But it is part of being a disciple. It is part of walking out and fulfilling all that God has for us. And God will go the very limit. Settle this. You serve an all-powerful God, an omnipotent God. You serve an omnipresent God. He's with you all the time. You see, to some people, he's just God. To me, he's Father. It makes a difference also. When you are settled in that fact, that there he has all power, and he's with me all the time, and when it becomes necessary, he will use his power to deliver me, it makes all the difference. That is what gives you the confidence. That is what gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego their confidence. Everybody is bowing down. We will not bow down. If you put us into the fire, even if we burn, we are not going to compromise. We are going to remain faithful and loyal. And people that decide to go into the fire with God never burn. He said, we came out, there was not even the smell of smoke on them. Somebody else was with them in there. I pray this morning, no matter how hopeless it may seem, no matter how difficult it may seem, no matter how it may seem in the natural than now, you are not, I mean, now, as you have made a decision to follow God, he says, when he's perfectly trained, he will be like his master. That is the goal. As he is, so am I in this world. I am not afraid. You are not afraid to step out into the day and to face the day because you know somebody else is with you. And you know that his presence with you will make all the difference. Those are the words that you want to hear on the last day. Good and faithful servants. Good and faithful servants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does this help us this morning? Beloved, now are we the children of God. Beloved, now are we the children of God. A life that is absolutely yielded to God. That is what God is looking for in these days and times. A life that will follow God all the way. A life that will say, in this wicked and perverse generation, I'm going to stand out. A life that will say, I will seek after you, O Lord. I want to be one that when you are looking for somebody in the earth to count on, you can count on me as your disciple. I refuse to just remain as a believer. I want to be a disciple indeed. It says to those who believe on him, he says, if you abide in my word and continue, then you are my disciples indeed. Then, thank you, Father, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Talk to God this morning. Thank you, Father. Talk to God this morning. The way to honor, the way to the throne of your life that God has for you is making a decision. Follow me and I will make you, Jesus Christ said. Follow me and I will make you.
We pray this message encouraged you to strive for the honor that only comes from the Father. On our website, find the contact button where you can send us questions about the message you just heard. Be sure to download our WMCI app from your App Store to stay connected and grow with many great resources we have available for your Christian growth.